Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechet Shabbos, Perek Tes Zayin.
Mishnah Beis.
So the fire is burning, and he says, my food is going to burn. I need food for Shabbos. How much food can he take out? Matzilin, we may save. Mizayin Shalosh Sudas, enough food for 3 meals. Haroi La'adam, what is fit for people? La'adam, may be saved for people. Haroi La'behema, and what is fit for animals? La'behema, may be saved for animals. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we learned that a person can save Svarim and Tefillin, and can even carry them to places where perhaps normally the Rabbanon don't want you to carry it. Now, in this case, even the food that you're allowed to save, you can only take it to a place where lechatchila you're allowed to carry, a chatzer that has an Erev. That means surrounded by mechitzais and it has a ruvi chatzeirais. Wait a second. If he's carrying it anyway to a place where you're allowed to carry, so why can he only save 3 sudais? And the answer is what we explained in the last Mishnah. People panic so much that we're scared. If he can just grab and grab and grab and grab, he's going to extinguish the fire. Frek the Mishnah Ketza. How so? How does this work, the 3 sudais? The Mishnah explains. Nafla deleika belele Shabbos. Nafla deleika literally means the fire fell. It means that the fire broke out. Lele Shabbos is Friday night, and it's before he ate. So Matzilin Mazon Shalosh Su'udais. A person is chayiv to eat 3 sudais on Shabbos. Do you know from where we learn that a person is chayiv to eat 3 sudais on Shabbos? When Moshe Rabbeinu gave instructions for Klal Yisrael in regard to eating the portions of the man, Moshe used the word Hayyim, this day, 3 times. And from here, the Gemara learns out that we have a chayiv to eat 3 sudais l'kavod Shabbos. Being that our friend over here had none of his sudas yet, because the fire started Leil Shabbos before the suda, he can save 3 sudas. That means 3 meals of food for every person who needs it. Bashachris, if the fire broke out during the morning, before the morning meal, Mazayin Shtei Sudas, there are 2 sudas left that he needs. Bamincha, if the fire broke out in the afternoon, Mazayin Suda Achas, so he only needs Shalosh Sudas. Rabbi Yaisi disagrees. Rabbi Yaisi Aymer Li'oila, always, Matzilin Mazayin Shalosh Sudas. You can always save enough for 3 meals. Because the day of Shabbos requires 3 sudas. So Chazal, not Mechal between the various different times of the day, they made a general rule. You can take enough for what a person needs for Shabbos, and that's 3 sudas, even though he already had some of them. Now let me ask you a question. Remember we said before, Haroi la'odam la'odam, what is fit for people may be saved for people. Haroi la'behema la'behema, what is fit for animals may be saved for animals. So I guess this means you can take out 3 feedings of animal food for each animal that you have to feed. Does this mean that an animal has to have 3 sudas on Shabbos? That would be a tremendous chiddush. I don't know, you look at a cow that's owned by a yid, we know he can't do malach on Shabbos, but that he has to eat 3 sudas? Do we find such a thing? So the Tiferes Yisrael explains something interesting. You know what the Mishnah means? There is a halacha that you're not supposed to sit down to eat yourself before you feed your animals. Memela, if you have to eat 3 sudais, so you have to have enough food for 3 feedings for your animals. Okay, so once again, what did the Mishnah teach us? The Mishnah taught us that you can save 3 sudais. What's fit for people can be saved for people. What's fit for animals can be saved for animals. So all the people in your house that need sudais, you can take out 3 sudais for them. According to the Tanakhama, it depends what time during Shabbos. If it's before you ate any of the 3 sudais, like Leil Shabbos, you can take out 3. In the morning, 2. Mincha time, 1. According to Rabbi Yaisi, you can always take out 3 sudais. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Yaisi.